Members Only is back, y'all, with another season, man. Very, very happy to be back with my guys. Started school. Like you know, it's your boy CD.
It's Major.
It's Eli.
AP.
It's AP Ski. But yeah, we back. We all excited. Yeah, different circumstances this year. I don't know if some of you guys know already, but one of our members, AP, he's not attending St. John Fisher right now, so that's pretty sad, but we're going to continue on with the podcast with him.
They can't stop us, baby.
They can't stop us.
Can't stop the grind, baby.
Let's content go. Will still be great, and as you hear him right now, he sound good. How you doing, AP?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How y'all boys doing, man?
Good. How's the new school, my guy?
Excited to be back. It's good, man. I'm getting comfortable. You know, I've been here for about 3 weeks, almost a month now. So I've met some really good people. You know, I got a real nice lake over here. Whenever I need to go and, you know, decompress, you know, I can just go out there and just enjoy nature.
Right. Well, we definitely miss you over here, man. So, you know, we always here, gang. But hey, all four of us really had a busy summer. I bet all the listeners had a really busy summer as well. But yeah, our summers I feel like were pretty fun filled doing stuff, whether it was working, meeting people, internships, or even just working out and getting ready for camp, right?
Yeah, man. It's been a long, good summer, you know, just working out, chilling with friends. I didn't really travel or go anywhere this summer, so it was a calm summer, I would say.
For sure it was calm. I mean, getting ready to come back to another season of college football, enjoying it. Already one game down, so it's crazy. I mean, I was sitting over the summer talking with my parents and mom and dad, just kind of being like, man, I'm halfway through college already. Like, halfway through. And then I look over here at y'all, and this is the wrap for
this
y'all.
This is the final go-around.
So, I mean, time is flying. But like you said, just working out, getting ready for the academic year, but also the athletic season, you know, just trying to stay grounded through it all.
Mm-hmm. One thing I saw this summer, too, one of our members, Eli, started a little YouTube channel. So that was pretty cool. Go check that out and support.
Yes, tune in.
It's been fun creating content with the guys, and we'll definitely come out here and look to get some more content throughout the school year. So y'all stay tuned, you know, like, subscribe, and I'm sure you'll catch some of the members on there too. So a little behind the scenes, a little sneak peek for y'all.
Yeah, sir, for sure. AP, what was you doing this summer, man?
Man, this was a jam-packed summer. I mean, we did some traveling. You know, we went to Florida with our boy, Lupe.
Yo, shout out Lewis, man.
Yeah, shout out Lupe, man. We had a real good time in Sarasota. So that was a good way to start off the summer. You know, I just did a lot of, you know, basketball training, cutting some grass. I recently got into the real estate investing field. So that kept me pretty busy. And, you know, obviously I'm working on my game, trying to put some gains on. So It was a real good, productive summer, I can tell you that. And it was healthy, and, you know, the distractions were very limited. So
that's great to hear, man. That's great to hear. What do you think's the biggest what do you think is the biggest thing you learned just from training kids this summer?
Bro, like, you can tell who loves it and who don't, bro. And you can tell at a very young age. And I don't want to say, like, those are the kids that league bound. But you can tell, like, these are the kids that's in the backyard working on their game, trying to mock their game after Kyrie Irving. And then you can tell the kids that their parents are just forcing them to come train. You know what I'm saying? They don't really have any love for the game at an early age. And you can tell the difference. Those aren't always the kids that end up being better. But, I mean, that's a big difference that you can see between kids for sure.
Yeah, I think we can all say, because we've all experienced youth sports, I think it's a big thing for that age is really, like, yeah, finding the love for the sport, but just having fun with it.
I had a question for you, building off that training with the youth. I got a kind of question for you. What do you like? What would you like training better? A kid who doesn't love it but has the skill to be good, or the kid that loves it but may not be as good? Like, which one are you feel better at? making both those ends meet.
I'd rather teach a kid who loves it, bro, because, you know, it's more of a, we have something in common. I love basketball. You love basketball. If you love it, I know that you're going to be willing to go through the trials and tribulations to get better. You know what I'm saying? A kid who might not love it might not want to work as hard. But this kid that who loves it, he might not be as good. You know he will be good as long as he continues to stay consistent and he stays away from the distractions. And also, it also depends on what level we're talking about. For example, I had a couple of younger kids. I had a couple incoming freshmen this year, and they just love basketball. Like these boys work out 6 a.m., 10 a.m., and they come back and work out with me later in the day. They're going into high school, about to be a freshman. Like, CD knows him. Shout out my boy Jacob Chuba.
Yep.
He's going to have a real, real good freshman campaign this year. But he's one of those kids that love it. And even when he's not in the gym with me, he's always asking me questions like, how do I get better? How do I get better? And he does his research. It's 2024. You can go online and look up any type of crossover or basketball training videos you want. And, you know, that's what he does. And you can tell, like, this year, hopefully he can show it off.
I like that. I like that answer. Appreciate you for that.
Yes, sir.
That's perfect. I think, just especially since we are getting older, it's very important for us to just tap into the youth and make sure we're guiding them in the right direction, especially just because I feel like that's a moral or ethically the right thing to do, especially here in America. So, yeah, that's awesome, AP. I think we all kind of know that you're, like, very good at that, but you're also passionate about that. I feel like some of us are passionate in that as well. But other than our summers, there was a lot going on this summer, especially as soon as school ended, and then you had different sports, like the NBA Finals starting, and that happened already. And then you had the Olympics this summer, which was really amazing, and to see all the different sports and countries and everyone come together and compete. And then pop culture, man, that Drake and Kendrick beef for some serious.
That got me through some of the dog days of summer, man.
Oh my god,
bro, that was peak. Like that was peak end of the semester, bro. Like, yeah. Me and CD are literally sitting there listening to the Kendrick one, right?
Yeah.
No. We're listening to the Drake one. Then they talk about Kendrick drop.
And then that was not like us, right?
Crazy. Yeah, because Drake dropped Family Matters. He thought that was the red button. He thought that was going to kill it, everything. Right. Yeah. And then he Kendrick dropped some creepy dark thing, bro.
Oh, was it Meet the Grams?
Meet the Grams. Yeah, Meet the Grams. 10 minutes later. And that really, I think that really shook up everything.
Yeah. And then Euphoria.
Right. Now, Euphoria was the first one that because he responded to the
push-ups.
Yeah, he responded to push-ups. Push-ups was valid. Euphoria grew on me OD. Like, Euphoria is mad nice to me now,
Euphoria,
right?
Euphoria is tough.
Euphoria is very tough.
It's been a minute since I heard it. I gotta go back and listen to it.
But Family Matters, wow.
And then
that he song's used three crazy. Beats on that.
Crazy.
Yeah, Family Matters.
That song is nice.
Me personally, the Meet the Grams one, it was kind of too creepy for me. Like, it's good, but like, it's too creepy. Like, I'm never spinning that back ever again, to be honest. I'm never spinning that back ever again. But it was mad creepy, and Kendrick raps. He really raps, and he's a awesome artist, just like Drizzy.
Then Drake came out with The Heart Part 6.
Right. What was your thoughts on Heart Part 6, Eli?
I mean, he had to step up. He had to do something. I mean, he was sitting there getting slandered everywhere. I mean, online, every time people woke up, they was telling why Kendrick was up in the score, why Drake wasn't responding. He kind of came out and was like, I'm going to put an end to all the nonsense being said about me.
He had to.
Yeah, I mean, I was telling AP this too. Like, The Heart Part 6, like, honestly, as a Drake fan, I had mixed reviews on the song because I'm just like, so is he, like, saying he lost? Or he's moving on to other things.
Right. Is this the end?
But at the same time, it's like, I think Drake was just outmaneuvered by Kendrick, because the fact that Drake didn't respond to Meet the Grams, and then a day or two later, Kendrick just drops They Not Like Us. Come on. That's crazy. And it's already summertime.
And They Not Like Us blue.
That
blue. It's playing everywhere.
That did it.
It's still getting played by like some HBCUs now. Like, you have now he's He's about to be performing at the Super Bowl.
Crazy.
I'm not going to lie. I don't even want to hear they not like us at the Super Bowl. That's just too much.
That might be the last one.
That's too much. That's too much.
That might be the last song.
Singing it in the layup line, bro.
Man.
157 million views.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that drum went crazy. And it was the anthem for the summer, man. Everywhere you went, you knew that song was playing once.
Everywhere.
Right.
Everywhere.
Yeah, awesome. You know that playing. I'm bumping it. They not like us. Man. Yeah.
The song do got like a different bop to it, and then it really gives you
that
more
West Coast.
It gives you like that California, LA kind of.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, even Jess was saying like "They Not Like Us" is their favorite song.
Hey guys, I'm just sitting here quietly
shout
minding
Jess.
My own business.
Shout out Jess,
so
man.
Cooper's town.
Jess, tell them we back, man.
Stream members only on Spotify. Cardinal Courier.
Yes, sir.
Shout out Cooper's Town.
Shout out the town, man.
But
Cooper's Town.
But yeah, it's actually with this Drake and Kendrick thing, I think it was just great for our culture, honestly. I mean, yes, they're beefing, but these are two of the biggest artists in our generation. I'm actually personally fans of both of these artists, so it was definitely interesting to see. I was kind of in the middle. I didn't really pick a side. I know people pick sides. Like, I already know, like, I feel like Major was really big on the Kendrick wave, but I like that. I think he liked the back and forth. You like the back and forth, right?
Bro, I love the back and forth, man. I didn't know who to side with. I mean, honestly, I thought Drake won. Then I went back and I thought about it. I'm like, Kendrick kind of finished him. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people didn't think Drake was going to keep up with him.
Right.
Because Kendrick is sick.
Right.
He's sick when it comes to lyrics. He's sick, bro. Like
round two? You think there's gonna be a round two question mark?
Even if you watch the video, the subliminal messages, bro, like he's
bro.
Beating an owl a pinata.
He kept going, bro. Like nails was already in the coffin and you know put some more with the videos. And then he got Russ Westbrook up there crip walking to his song. Like, come on, bro. Like
I don't care, bro. Drake still got his punches in where he made it work.
Bro. Definitely.
He definitely did.
Even in Family Matters, like, I'll still go on. What do you say? Where is your uncle at?
Because
I want to talk to the man of the house.
Yup.
Yeah. Like,
that's hard.
He started that last part of, he started going in. He started talking crazy.
And I think, like, with this beef thing, it's like, it's hard because, the biggest song out of it was probably They Not Like Us. So, like, people think he automatically wins the beef. But then people are like, you got to look at the lyrics. You got to look at the credibility.
Sure.
But we don't really know who's really telling the truth on both ends.
Could have all been truth. It could have all been lies. Right?
It's really who you think. It's really just like we said about music. It's just subjective. It's really who you think.
Yeah.
Sure. Because they both did their thing.
And it was hard for Drake at first because Drake had to address everybody else.
Right. It was 20v1. It was literally 20v1.
Yeah. Everybody was crazy.
What is this, a 20v1?
Metro Boomin, Future, Ricky
Rose.
Then Boomin
put the BBL Drizzy out. They started going crazy.
BBL Drizzy is crazy, bro.
I'll say this.
Drake was handling it, though, bro.
Drake put it in a song.
Man. Kendrick definitely outmaneuvered Drake, but Drake had to handle so much other things, and he was still performing.
Keeping up.
Like, even the song with Sexy Red, what's the song?
You My Everything.
You My Everything. Yeah, yeah. Even that verse, that BBL, man, he went crazy on that
BBL
beat.
Drizzy, and it went crazy.
Wasn't he still on tour, though?
I think it was towards the end, if not finished.
It was finished. It was more so like, I think Metro was about to start going on tour.
Yeah, Metro was doing a tour. I think he was doing the tour with
Future. Right. As soon as they dropped the album, they low-key started going on tour. So,
but even Kendrick had the whole, what was that, like a birthday bash or something where he had the concert and he and all the dudes
the pop
was
out
there.
Kendrick pop out with your friend. Yeah, I watched that. That was crazy.
I didn't see it.
He played They Not Like Us like 15 times, yo.
Yeah, they talked about that one. Like the next morning, it was like that's all he played.
Man,
it's crazy.
Big as the Super Bowl, man.
J. Cole but, smart for dropping at it.
But yeah, what were you guys' thoughts on the Olympics, though?
Team USA
Curry
pulled it off,
man, bro.
People think Curry don't got it. They gotta. I don't know, man. People think after the Warriors' success go a little back, that Curry ain't still one of the greatest shooters of all time, if not the greatest. And he showed the world that on the biggest stage, and I think it was cool to see all those guys who. Man, when we all got introduced to the league and all got introduced to the NBA, these were the guys that was kind of on the rise up as we was growing up, too. And now we seeing them kind of be the old heads and finish out on a gold medal. Like, it's crazy to think that out of, KD, Steph Curry, LeBron, in the next, like, 5 years, they probably all not three not gonna be on the court no more, and it's right. gonna be up to the yeah. to the young guys, the new guys.
Right.
So it's just it was sweet to see that, and sweet to see them being able to have a good time with all those guys out there, and make lasting memories that we've seen from years past.
So I got a question for the guys. What are your thoughts on Snoop Dogg being the picture of the Olympics this year?
Honestly,
let's hear your opinion.
Honestly,
I wasn't even educated on that.
Honestly, he made so much money, and honestly, I think it was really good just because I think he brought a lot of people from different backgrounds that really weren't interested in Olympics to watch Olympics. Shout out Peacock too. I think they did a great job because they had every sport.
For sure.
But yeah, he made a lot. Snoop Dogg made a lot of money from that, and I think it was kind of a deeper thing to have Snoop Dogg do this, just because the next Olympics is in LA, and he's from Southern California and right. that area. So it's kind of like a
great marketing.
It's a long term.
It's a long term marketing plan to say, hey, the Olympics are great, and it shows all of the greatest athletes in the world. So let's really turn up when we get to America in 2028.
For sure.
It's crazy.
Did you see it coming?
Snoop Dogg being the guy?
It's Snoop though. Like Snoop everywhere.
He is.
Snoop Dogg.
It's definitely a surprise, but it's like, it's Snoop. Like, who doesn't love Snoop?
Right.
Did you see him swimming with Michael Phelps?
I did not.
He was probably
gone too.
Oh my, come on.
Yeah, not on the pod.
Not on the pod. Wait, what do you mean by that?
I don't know what I mean. Listeners, y'all can take that whatever I want to mean. Pause. I don't know why.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Y'all can do whatever with that.
Crazy edit out. Yeah, well, okay. Crazy.
Time out.
Pause.
But, yeah, what you think, AP?
About what?
The Olympics, man.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop.
Olympics was fire, bro. Like, I only watched the basketball part. I should have watched more, but, you know, it was still, like, summertime, but I was busy, but that USA team was very interesting to watch, though, because it's just like the way they all bought in. It's just inspirational. You know what I'm saying? Because we're all collegiate athletes, and, you know, we're at that point where it's like the best, the people who can sacrifice their own personal goals for the team's goals, like, you know, they usually prosper. And obviously we saw that because they went out there and got that gold medal, but I just thought it was really interesting. Even like D-Buck making a tweet talking about like he was willing to go play for that USA team and score maybe like 11 points a game, 6 assists. Like he was willing to sacrifice his playmaking ability or whatever for that goal and to be able to just play with the best players in the world.
Yeah,
for sure. And I mean, it was big for guys to be able to put that pride aside. Like, I remember for a week straight or week two straight, people just getting on Twitter and Instagram talking about how Tatum's not playing. Like,
that was a huge story.
It was. And I think I'll be the first one to say it. Like, I feel like we've all been at moments where we thought we could play and maybe it's a matchup thing or coach keep you out. Like, I feel like it's a different perspective from athletes seeing it done at the biggest stage like that. But
Yeah. Some
guys understand, like, maybe it is just a matchup thing. Like, I'm sure Steve Kerr wasn't out to get the reigning NBA champion. Like,
right. If
his job isn't out there to make everybody happy, his job is out there to do his job and get the gold medal, whether by any means necessary.
Yeah, I'm going to get to Tatum. But I just wanted to say, other than USA basketball, shout out Simone Biles, because last Olympics she dealt with mental health and she wasn't able to get the gold and get the all-around medals that she wanted to. But she really came back next Olympics and got gold, which was so inspiring to see just because of her age too. Because gymnastics, you have a pretty like short career. You can't really go into your late 20s and 30s. You really like start as a teenager into your like early 20s, that's really your prime. So for her to be a quote unquote old woman and win a gold, gold, she's amazing. Like, she's one of the best athletes I've ever seen. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
and I'll say to go along that with that, like in terms of a resource, like we are closely knit with like on campus athlete to athlete. Like, as an athlete, if you feel you need someone to maybe advocate for you or someone to talk to or someone just to have those conversations with going through the mental health, differences maybe as a student athlete and there's things going on, like there are resources out there. So shout out to athlete here on campus here at Fisher.
Yep. A lot of different teams won gold too. Swimming was really fun. track was obviously so exciting. So exciting. Watching. I'm not a big Noah Lyles fan.
That's a topic right there. Yeah. Man.
But anyways,
Wait. How do we feel about breakdancing being new into the Olympics?
That, I'm not gonna lie,
I didn't catch it.
I've been waiting for this one.
That's a question mark for me. I'm just like, oh.
I didn't catch any performance.
Oh, it's a sport.
That's new.
Oh. Did you see the Australian one?
Yeah, shout out her. I mean,
Raygun?
She really loved this type of culture thing. She loved this hip hop culture, but I low key when I saw her dance, I started laughing because I didn't know if she was like serious for real.
I'm not watching that, bro. I'm sorry. I'm not.
Nah. Cause if they was like in the rain and they're like popping and everything like that's
like,
cool.
Brown, like stop the yard.
Yeah,
like,
stop. That would be lit though.
Popping and
winning locked. A gold for that. Man.
It's bro, crazy. That's not a sport though, bro.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I mean, is that your hot take for the episode?
That's my hot take, bro. That's not a sport, bro.
Okay.
Hot takes.
Y'all let us know how y'all feel. Y'all think it's a sport or not?
As a dancer, I think it is not a sport. But I know many people that will disagree with me, and I can't argue with them because they're
so
also
you see
right.
Both, you see
yeah,
both
I
ways.
See both sides.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Sorry. Let us know how y'all feel.
But, yeah, just going.
It's equivalent to saying cheerleading is a sport.
Yeah, pretty much.
What's
good? I will say there's different levels of cheerleading. Cause like,
that's true.
Yes, that's true.
Because like there's a cheerleading where it's just cheering and stuff like that, but then you got like cheerleading that's like dance,
right?
Like all
of and dance is like yeah. Some people consider it a sport, but like say like a ballet dancer or something like that. I don't know if it is, but they're like using their body at a like crazy. Like, they're doing crazy stuff. So it's like damn, and it's really mental as well. So. It's hard. It's really what you think is a sport
or
not.
It's like what designates.
Yeah.
You know? Like, is it difficulty?
Yeah.
Is it like, what is
I don't know.
I think you're definitely athletic.
Yeah.
And I think you have a lot of mental health struggles. Like, everything that goes into being an athlete.
Yeah.
But is it a sport is where I get lost. Because, like, what's the definition of a sport?
Right.
Is it, like, a team performing
Because in dance, you're still
together?
Competing. You're
sometimes.
Still competing. And sometimes.
Yeah. True.
So.
And then, like, cheerleading sideline versus
right.
competition.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, sure. That's definitely a difference there.
I feel like yeah. any athletic competition can be considered a sport.
Yeah.
You know?
Is pickleball a sport?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. It's just not a popular sport.
It yeah. is popular now.
I heard it's growing.
It's growing,
up
bro.
And growing.
Pickleball
it's,
fire,
I think
bro.
It, right now in America, I think it's the highest, like, growing sport right now.
Yeah.
Especially warm. Yeah, we're not in a warm weather state, so we're not going to, like.
Hey, listen,
I saw
man,
people
like,
playing in Keio.
What?
Listen,
like outside.
Man. Yeah, I've seen that too.
Oh,
I mean,
shoot.
Listen, they got country clubs and whatever else that be having pickleball courts
right.
and stuff.
Right.
I'm peacing out.
But before we head to the end, I just want to go back to the USA basketball. That was amazing to see. The USA game versus Serbia, that was like a top three basketball moment for me just to watch that and see my GOAT, LeBron, do what
my
he does.
GOAT.
Carry and then America. and then Steph just night just
Steph being Steph
night,
Steph
night,
being Steph
night,
but it was
bro.
Just the big three, the best players of the generation, Bron, Steph, KD. That was amazing to see, for real.
KD took over too.
Yeah, stuff you he don't miss, man. Stuff you just tell your kids about in your future, grandchildren and stuff like that. Like, it was really amazing. And then to go on the Tatum thing, I don't know, people are not gonna like what I'm gonna say, but honestly, some games, like a Serbia game, like, yes, they definitely kind of needed him, but he was never playing well. Even the exhibition games, like, everyone had a chance, and he didn't really – it's not like he went crazy with his chance, and it's not like he was playing well to begin with from the finals. Like, he wasn't even playing well in the finals, for real. Honestly, at that point, I just think Devin Booker was a better fit and a better player at that time. Devin Booker, yes, can – Tatum guard, yeah, at elite level, yeah. But D-Book can move the puppies too.
For sure.
And
for
he
sure.
shoots at a higher clip than Tatum. He's a better catch and shoot threat than Tatum, where Tatum's more so like isolation score.
Yeah. Utilize a mismatch.
Right. Where D-Book, for that type of team, he's a better role player. And a lot of people didn't like, oh, Derek White and Drew is playing more than him and they're on the same team. It's just different. It's like different.
They fit
it's
the
different,
roles
and Derek didn't even play as much either. But Drew is a guy you just have to play.
You,
like,
have
you can't
to play Drew.
You have to play Drew.
You have to.
You have to.
Best defender on the court, bro. He makes the right plays.
And he just makes open shots.
He's a dog, bro.
He's tough. Mr. Reliable for sure.
Literally Mr. Reliable. Mr. Consistent, too.
He's tough, bro. How many rings does Drew have?
Basketball is two, simple, right? Bro.
He won with Milwaukee and then Boston.
That's it?
He got two, yeah. Two. He should have more, right?
Seemed like he got three under him.
I know.
So many guys in the league who you would think have more than what they do have.
Yeah. Just impressive, man.
And I'm really excited to see how Anthony Edwards comes back this year after being around all of those elite guys, bro.
I hope they get over the hump,
he's
man.
Like a sponge, bro.
Yeah.
I hope Minnesota get
fun
over
to
the
watch.
Hump. I want to see them succeed for sure. Long term, go get a ring, go get a chip.
Bro.
They got the pieces, man. We saw it. They can hang with those
they
teams.
They got to get rid of Gobert, bro. They got to get rid of Gobert, bro.
You think?
Defensive player in my butt. Bro, he's boo-boo, dude.
Oh, they comparing Ant to MJ, bro. That's insane.
I see the similarities, but chill.
The aura is insane, though. Like
being put up there with one of those guys.
Yeah, like then he killing KD first round. It's like, oh,
yeah.
This, it was almost like he was trying to big bro KD
this
right now.
The league is changing, bro. Like fast,
one,
like
bro.
Swept him too.
How you think those stories was at the Olympics? Guys just talking about when they matched up against each other during the season. Like that's gotta be a funny time, man.
I know Ant was talking crazy. Ant was talking crazy.
Yeah.
How'd y'all feel about Derrick White getting chosen over Jaylen Brown as that last spot? Like, do y'all think it was a biased thing, or do you think it was a good like a decision that was normal?
That's very biased. I know. Somebody's mad at Jaylen Brown for something he did. And I think it's when he agreed with Kyrie about
the Nike stuff.
The whole Nike and all that crazy stuff. I think somebody was very pissed off.
Had it out for him?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's politics, bro. But that's life, bro.
Sure. Gotta keep him moving.
I think Derek was the better fit. And I think they made the right decision, to be honest. I mean, Jaylen is a better player. But a team like that, Jaylen won't, like, what was Jaylen going to do for them, for real? It wasn't, they didn't really need it. Like,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
And was Jaylen even going to play that much?
Jaylen and Jason sitting on the side would have rubbed me a little wrong.
Right.
Yeah, true. I don't know.
It would have been interesting, but they got it done anyway. They didn't need Jaylen Brown.
Got the goal.
They ain't need Jason Tatum. They got it done.
They ain't need him, bro.
Do you guys?
I wish PG was on that team, though, bro.
Yeah, he need to worry about his health, though.
He can fit in the system, too, bro.
He need to worry about his health. He's already older, too. They already had so many old guys already.
I was just going to ask, who do you guys feel like should have been on that wasn't on?
Should have been that wasn't on?
Kyrie, bro.
Yeah, I would say either Kai, maybe Maxi. I didn't like the Haliburton thing, but I understood it because he's a distributor, and sometimes you need distributors.
You're a Haliburton hater, bro.
Bro, he's not. Bro, he's not, like... Bro, Trae Young better than me, bro. Trae Young better than Haliburton to me. Tyrese Maxey better than Haliburton. Jalen Brunson. I don't know. I don't want
to
hear.
Brunson, yeah, I was about to.
I don't
want to
hear Haliburton better than Brunson.
Never. Mm-hmm. Never.
No.
That boy. That boy Brunson nice.
But we gonna see, Brunson. And we gonna talk about this more this semester, and it's gonna get really interesting. And it's gonna get really fun.
It's gonna get better.
And our takes are gonna get hotter. They could get colder. But that's what we're here for. Very excited for the content that you guys are going to be listening to. And we're really excited to be back, like I said. And then we're going to have, just like last year, we're going to have guests on here and there. And I also want to talk about like the guys, that people that are listening. If you do want to come on the pod, please just shoot our members only Instagram a DM. We'll
reach
take
out,
it in consideration
man.
And just reach out. Because we do have a lot of people that would want to come on. So, not to glow or anything like that, but yeah, we would love to have everyone on that would like to. It's hard, but we'll try to do the best we can.
Close mouth, don't get fed, man.
Right.
You want to be on?
Right.
Gotta say something.
Mama always telling me, bro. Right. Mama always telling me.
Yes, sir,
pull
you
up.
Already know.
Come chill with the members.
This is gonna be a really good semester.
Share with the members. You heard him. 118.
118 forever.
118 forever. Man.
But I feel like this was a great episode one.
For
back
sure,
to
man.
It.
Good to be back.
Good to be back. It's your boy CD.
I got something to say real quick.
Go ahead.
Let him know. Take the floor.
Y'all know it's that time of the year, man. Go ahead, educate yourself and just go vote. You know, we're not
going to
be real political on this channel, but we, all of our voices are heard. They need to be heard. And, you know, just get out there, educate yourself, and go ahead and vote, man. We gotta use our own power that we got.
Right. We're not telling you who to vote for, but make sure you do your research and your education. And actually vote.
And if you're not at home when it's time to vote, make sure you get that absentee ballot. Make sure you still get your voice heard, and do your duty. Vote.
Right, Major?
Yep. Everyone should go vote. Go.
yeah.
Go hit those ballots.
Yes, sir. Get them filled out.
Tell them, what's your Instagram again, Major?
At Trayvon Major.
Yep. C_daily, D-A-L-E-Y, 11.
X_ElijahW.
Just that kid, A-P, J-U-S-T-H-A-T-K-I-D-A-P.
Yes, sir, man. For episode one, that's gonna do it. We out.
Baby, I gotta confess. I love how you looking at dress. But I'm trying to see you without it. It probably will leave me impressed.